Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Hi, Vincent Skinner here, continuing with the series of divine healing. And remember, by His stripes you are healed, and the Lord is your healer. In the name of Jesus. Today I want to talk about the prayer of faith, and I want to start with the scripture in James chapter 5 verse 14. It says, "Is any amongst you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him." So yeah, we see the scripture says, if there's any amongst you that are sick, let him call for the elders, the pastors, the leaders of the church, and let him come to them and let them pray the prayer of faith, you know, lay hands upon them in the name of Jesus and pray the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith, the offered to them, that prayer will raise them up and they will be healed. And it's a wonderful scripture that has been used around the world in churches, and many testimonies of healing has occurred because of it. But it is noteworthy that in that verse, it continues the very next verse after that, it says, "Elijah was a man with a nature just like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months." So we know that about Elijah in the book of 1 Kings 17 verse 1, where we see Elijah prayed, he gave the word that it would not rain until he gives the word, okay? And then it says in verse 18, "Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit." So he prophesied there will be no rain. And then, of course, we see the great showdown with the prophets of Baal. And he says, how long, he says to the children of Israel, how long will you be between two opinions, either serve God or serve Baal, but make up your mind. And then he challenges the prophets of Baal, and it says, the God who answers by fire, he is the true God. And we know what happens. Baal, no answer. God, fire, and a whole nation turns to God in a moment, in a day. And then Elijah goes and he prays, and it says he kneels down. And he prays, and he turns to his servant Gehazi, and he says, "Go and look to see if there's any rain clouds." And he goes and he looks, there's nothing. He comes back, he says, "Elijah, no rain, no clouds." And it says Elijah did this 7 times. And it is interesting to note that the number 7 means the thing is complete, the requirements are complete, it is done. And you know, Elijah prayed seven times, and on the 7th time, when his servant Gehazi went and looked for the rain clouds, he came back and he said, there's a cloud the size of a man's fist. And he said, "Quickly, go tell the king, the rain is coming." And of course, the rain came, and it's amazing. But it's interesting, it says there, right after these verses of call for the elders to lay hands upon the sick and to pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith offered to the sick will raise him up, and then it refers to that story. Elijah prayed 7 times. So I want to say that the prayer of faith is really to contend until it happens. To contend until it happens. In other words, to pray. Look, if you're sick, get hands laid upon you as often as it is required or is needed until you have your healing. Keep standing on the word of God. Keep doing whatever is needed to be done until you have your healing. I always tell people that are contending for their breakthrough, I say, look, fight for life, fight for healing, fight for your breakthrough. Don't stop until you get it. If you have to get, if you if every time you go to church and there's a healing line call down there, hands laid upon you, go down as often as you need until you get your healing. I mean, the famous John G. Lake with the healing rooms, he would have the people come in more than once. He would speak the word into their life, and then he'd lay hands upon them. It was almost like a doctor's consultation, you know, and they would come in, he'd speak the word, he'd lay hands upon them. They'd come back a few days later or the next day, he'd speak the word and he'd lay hands upon them, and they would monitor how the progression of that person's healing until the full healing was there. Look, this is the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith, just to take note, just something I want to share to you. The prayer of faith is you're not praying because you're trying to get something. Rather, you already have it. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the very conviction or evidence of things not yet seen. In other words, you already have the conviction. You already have the evidence. The word of faith has taken root. You've got it. Now you're contending for the manifestation of it in the name of Jesus. You see, Elijah already had the promise that according to his word, the God told him, according to your word, Elijah, prophesy, it will be no rain. Then according to your word, the rain will come. But then, listen here, he still went and prayed. He contended until the manifestation of the rain was there. So you contend. You contend because you have it. It's in your heart. The conviction is there. You know that you are healed. Now you contend for it. You know, there's a wonderful, wonderful parable that Jesus gives on this subject. And it's the parable of the, let me just see it here, in Luke chapter 11. And Jesus says in verse 5, he then said to them, it's a story of the unexpected guests, you know, that arrive and begin to knock on their friend, on their neighbor's door. Then he said, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has come to me from a journey and I have nothing to set before him. So unexpected guests, okay. And from inside, his friend answers and says, do not bother me. The door has already been shut. My children are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him help or anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. And we know the original text goes, keep seeking, keep knocking, keep asking. So it's a constant, it's a persistency. Now, suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to those that ask? Jesus was teaching concerning prayer, concerning the contending in prayer. Listen, yeah, the prayer of faith is contending until it happens. And that neighbor did not get up because he was his friend, but instead he got up, gave him all that he needed, helped him because of, the scriptures actually says it, because of his shamelessness, because of his persistency. So listen, yeah, when you are sick and you've taken the word and applied it into your heart, you've massaged it into your life, contend. The prayer of faith, contend, get hands laid upon you, act on the word of God, act on the word of God, act on the word of God, keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking, act on the word, get hands laid upon you, listen to the word, pray, receive, do whatever you need to do, keep doing it, keep contending until you see the manifestation of it. Healing is yours. And I want you to know that Jesus is faithful. I want to say to you that by his stripes you are healed. in the name of Jesus. I say from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, the word of God is true. He sent his word and he healed you and he delivered you right out from that thing that you're in, from the destruction, from the things that are pulling you down, from the pain, the sickness, the disease. I say in the name of Jesus, it goes now. And I say you will contend with the word of God. You will keep knocking, you'll keep asking, you'll keep seeking, you will contend, you will pray the prayer of faith, because it is yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for watching this broadcast. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, follow us to receive notifications of when we go live again. And number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival. Thank you for watching. I look forward to you joining our next live broadcast.